boondoggle, boondoggle. Boondoggle? What the heck is a boondoggle? Come out President's Day weekend to Cars Park in Titusville, Florida for family fun, great fishing in the no motor zone, and hang out with a bunch of crazy kayakers.
We're going streaking! Yes!
Put your clothes back on, Chuck. For more information, please visit yakangler.com, your ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
Boondoggle!
Boondoggle. Boondoggle. Boondoggle? What the heck is a boondoggle? I suggest you get your butt up. Come find out February 15th through 18th, President's Day weekend in Titusville, Florida at Cars Park. It'll be one heck of a weekend with good people, and then there's a bunch of kayakers too. For more information, go to yakangler.com, your ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
Gentlemen, and welcome to Kayak Fishing Radio Mid-Atlantic. I am your host, Mark Lenny Crew Wheeler, and it is time for the boondoggle. It's literally hours away from me. After the show tonight, we're going to be hitting the road, and be heading down to Cars Park. This is going to be truly awesome. Cannot wait. Oh, look who it is. We have on the line the one, the only. We'll find his intro. Of course, you never can find what you need when you need it, right?
You know what? I'll tell you what. I'll do it. Now, how is that? How bad is that? How is it when you radio bomb somebody else's show, and then play your own intro? How bad is that?
See, if you're gonna do it, you've got to do it right, and you know you should really. Ring a ding, 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 dong. Ring a ding, 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 dong. That's how you do it. What's going on, man?
Nothing. Thanks for letting me ride shotgun here and warming up my chops, just watching things for tomorrow night with working with the Godfather of Solar.
Yeah, you know, it's my pleasure. To tell you the truth, I just woke up from a quick nap before we hit the road. I've got to drive through the night, and my plan is to meet Stan and Holly down in Georgia. And then convoy the rest of the way down with them. So it's going to be a long night for me. What's your plan? You're planning on heading towards the boondoggle on Friday?
Yeah, on Friday, Robert and I will be headed over. It looks like he's got to get that morning in school for some stuff that's coming up with the standardized state testing. And
right.
Doesn't want to miss a whole day of school and mess up his perfect attendance. So we'll probably wind up leaving here around noontime, which should put us over there a little bit after 2 on Friday.
Awesome. Cool, man. Yeah, that gives you Saturday and Sunday, and then is he going to tough it out and miss Monday? Or?
No, can't do that.
Can't do that. Darn.
No, so we'll be headed back Friday night.
And back Friday night, huh? So he's going to show
up. I'm sorry, Sunday night.
Say hello.
Sunday night. Yeah, we're gonna show up, eat dinner, and then leave.
There you go. Well, I know that my head is not into it right now. I'm just so boondoggle ready. It's going to be so much fun. So let's talk about last minute preparation things that everyone needs to know. Little tips and tricks, things like that. A pre-warning, one of the pre-warnings. Florida is extremely strict about their flagging laws, i.e., when you're driving down the road with the kayak hanging out the tailgate of your truck, you better have a flag on it. If it's on the trailer, it better have a flag on it. I say this because I was pulled over coming back from the Tokoloski boondoggle. Right there it's on the 95 between Titusville and Daytona. because I didn't have a flag on my kayak. And, folks, my kayak is on top of my truck. So it gives you an idea how flag, rag, some sort of signaling device is mucho needed. That's the only way to ride in Florida. So, you know, if you drive the whole way down, you get down to Jacksonville to drain the vein or fill the tank, and you look at your thing and you've lost your flag, you know, there's a great way, you know, that would be the time to grab a shop rag or something like that and throw it on there. Carry extras, and hopefully you won't be disappointed. Okay, a thing that you might want to bring. It is looking like one of the nights is going to be a little nippy. So, if you are planning on just bringing a sheet and or a poncho liner, for those of us that know what they are, and you get all rolled up in it, and it drops down to 40s, you are going to suffer, unless you're asleep right next to the fire. So please bring something, you know, something warm to stay in, you know, sweatshirt, whatever, for the night. It will get a little chilly. The wind will blow a little bit, but it will not be that bad. What else was I thinking of? There was something else I had written down, and I can't find my paperwork.
Well, while you're thinking, what do you consider not that bad? Because the last wind finder forecast I saw had 1 a.m. winds Saturday night into Sunday at somewhere between 25 and 30 miles an hour. So
that's pretty bad. And actually, you know what? Yeah, I'd be truly honest with you. I haven't been using wind finder lately. They have been, yeah, at least for up here, they have been off something fierce, man. Like the one day I had a charter and they were calling for west winds, which, you know, were coming out of the ocean front, you know, any west wind on the east coast is pretty good. And got out to the inlet and started running south and down the beach towards North Carolina, and the wind started blowing out of the east, 15 to 20.
Nice.
You know, I thought, okay, that was just a fluke thing, you know, how fronts will just, you know, pop up and change the winds. You know, it happens. But literally for the, you know, the past 3 or 4 months, man, they have just been off something fierce, you know, calling for, you know, winds 25, 30, 40 knots, you know, going, damn, and I cancel a trip. And then, you know, get up the next morning and it's calm or, you know, 5 to 10s, which, you know, is nothing. You know, it's just I don't use them as a viable wind anymore. I do use brain fart. I do use it's a Marine Weather Pro by Bluefin. It's a app for your phone. It's Android or Apple capable. It does cost money. It's like $9.99. But good Lord, that they are accurate down to the hour, to the minute, temperatures and everything. And actually, they're showing for it to not be that bad Saturday night into Sunday. It's actually looking like it's going to blow, actually, Sunday night. I think they're showing that that big frontal that's moving through the Midwest right now, not to hit until Sunday night down there. So, fingers crossed on that. But I got a couple of emails, and I know Chuck has been answering phone calls like a madman and texts and everything else about people asking, if it blows 15 to 20, you know, where are we going to do? We're going to be able to fish. Please, take a look at the maps of the surrounding 25 miles of Merritt Island. Good Lord, there's hundreds and hundreds of places to go, no matter what direction of the wind, to get out of the wind and be in some excellent fishing. I know I was looking at the Thousand Island area, licking my chops. there's a couple of spots that look really fishy. Really reminded me of Chokoloski. And then, I saw a couple of areas where we could launch if we had a north wind. On the north side of the Banana River or Mosquito Lagoon is another area. Just folks, relax. We're going to get into fish. We are going to get in some, into areas that won't be that bad. But just in case, bring a drift sock. Bring a 5-gallon bucket that you can sacrifice, and you should have no issues. Oh, that reminds me. Stick it pins. Anchor poles would be greatly behoove you to bring one. If you don't have one, I know Kayaks by Bow will have them in stock. The reason I know this is I called them. And I said, what do you guys have extra stickers? They've got a full line of Wang anchors. They've got the ones by, Becker, my head's just not working. By Luther, Yak Attack. They got a little bit of everything. So that brings up the point of if you forget something, there's a Walmart down the road. Kayaks by Bow is just up the street. Handler Fishing Supply is literally on the other side of the water. You can almost paddle there if you wanted to. There'll be a ton of people with extra gear that'll be willing to share. I know I've got a ton, an absolute ton of Slayer, Goldfinger, SSBs. And I cannot thank Chris Sensi enough for the amount of tackle he's donated to Boondoggle in the way of baits and jig heads and the like. Plus the awesome sauce trip he's he has set up for someone to win at the Saturday night dinner. Awesome. See here. I'm trying to think if there's anything else. Just only thing I can think of is everyone be safe. If you got your heart set at getting there at a certain time, but you're driving, from Kentucky or whatever, and you hit 75, and you get into Florida, and all of a sudden you start headbanging, you will be in a bad situation if you know what I mean. So please take the time, pull over, walk around, take a nap. We don't need anyone to get seriously hurt and or die trying to get to a Boondoggle. Greg, can you think of anything else for that area or down in Florida that we, behoove everyone to bring?
No, not really. Just make sure and double check that you've got a PFD that you should have on. But if you don't have it on, make sure if it's a regular Class 3 PFD that it's at least in your boat. If it's Class 5 or an inflatable PFD, it has to be on your person when you're on the water and in your kayak. Make sure you've got a signaling device, whistle, air horn. Something else, an audible signaling device. And if you're paddling before or after dark, or during dark, I guess, because before or after dark would be 24 hours a day. But if it's less than optimal light conditions, make sure you've got a white light that's visible 360 degrees from your boat for at least a mile or so. Just make sure you've got the safety equipment, because if they stop you for your license, the first thing they'll be looking at is your safety equipment on your boat, and then they'll be checking your license next. So make sure you've got
that
stuff.
Exactly.
Take it from one who knows.
Now, is Florida one of the states that mandates the 360 light, or do they run by the Coast Guard regulations?
No, the 360 light is a good idea, but what Florida says, my recollection of the regs is it's got to be, you have to have a light or a torch, which is a handheld flashlight that's visible for a distance of, I don't remember if it's a mile or 2 miles. But a good handheld flashlight will do you. Some of the smaller headlamps will not. They're not bright enough. So make sure you've got a good light.
Yeah. And what we're talking about, folks, if you don't know, is the Coast Guard Regulation, Chapter 25, Article E. I believe, I know it's Chapter 25. It's light and sound signals for sail and paddle craft. Basically states that you can get away with to be legal, okay? You know, this is if you forget your white light or whatever, your Visipole or your Scotty, whatever, that you can get back out in the water and you can do what you want to do, but you have to have a visible directional white light, to be able to be out there, okay? And you have to be able to shine it in the direction of the impending danger, impending other vessel, in adequate time to, I think I just said that, in adequate time to prevent collision, okay? So, do we recommend it? No. But if you, you know, happen to forget it, you lose it, whatever, and you have a headlamp, you have a flashlight, whatever, you can still be legal and enjoy the night. But yes, swimming devices. That'll be the quickest way to find yourself with the ticket is not having a whistle. So, Walmart, like 99 cents. All you need is one the kitty wants. Okay, they're loud enough to be Coast Guard regulation, all right? Don't need in your PFD, you never have to worry about it. Licenses, they are darn tootin' cheap down in Florida. So, behoove you, buy the dang license, please. We don't want someone to get carted off because they were too stubborn to buy a license. See here. Licenses, stuff like that. What time it is? It's time for a
boondoggle, boondoggle, boondoggle. What the heck is a boondoggle? Come out President's Day weekend to Cars Park in Titusville, Florida for family fun, great fishing in the no motor zone, and hang out with a bunch of crazy kayakers.
We're going!
Put your clothes back on, Chuck. For more information, please visit yakangler.com, your ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
All right, see you, Greg. All right. I think we've covered all the bases. Be safe. I know Chuck's got some stuff that he's got going on down there. But tune in tomorrow night. I think we're doing a live show from the boondoggle, if I am correct. So those that are coming in on Friday or coming in on Saturday or whatever, nah, would be the show you want to listen to. My show, I'm too busy, too jacked up to think right now. Let's recap. If you're tired, pull over and wake up. Walk around, take a nap, whatever, re-energize. If you're driving and you have your kayak anywhere on your vehicle or on a trailer, put a flag on it, okay? It'll keep you from having any issues. Bring some warmer clothing because it does look like it's going to get down a little bit of temp and it'll be a little windy. So it behooves you to stay nice and warm. We don't even go to the hospital with hypothermia. Number four, I'm getting there. I'm going to forget by the time I get to six. Fourth thing, okay, is buy your license. When you get down there on the way to the park, because I know at the moment my butt hits Cars Park, I'm gonna be wet in lines. So buy your license now and or when you get down there. Ricky Tick. Number five, make sure you have your PFD, okay, with all proper devices, i.e., having your fishing license in your PFD. You got to have your license on you in Florida, okay? You have to have a signaling device, a whistle, whatever, and you have to have some sort of white light, 360 light, directional light, whatever, to go out at night. And I think that should do it. I think it's going to do it. And I'd like to give a shout out to all of the family members, friends, whatever, that are watching. Those of us that have small children, all those that are watching those small children to allow us to go out and enjoy this trip as much as possible. We cannot thank you enough. So it's the wives that are staying home while the husbands, wives staying home, you know, taking care of the newborn as the husbands, not the boondoggle. Again, we cannot thank you enough. Especially tomorrow, considering it's Valentine's Day, make sure you give them an extra big hug and a smoochy smooch, as a way of saying thank you. It's truly appreciated. I know on my end, it is extremely, extremely appreciated. I'm going to be able to go do this with my wife this time. And the last warning, I'm going to tell you right now, anyone gets stupid, i.e. to the point where cars has to warn us or the cops get involved, anything like that, you will not like your consequences, period. That's all I'm going to say about that. Please, 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 do not ruin this, this opportunity. Cars has opened up, this for the first time ever for any group to ever do anything like this. And we'd like to try to do this again sometime in the near future. So, please, let's be, let's have fun, let's be safe doing it, let's use our heads, and not have any issues. All right. Cool. Roger. Roger, Dodger. I hope everyone this weekend hears lots of hope we don't get any of these.
Looking for a group of kayak anglers to share your kayak fishing adventures with? Check out yachtangler.com, your ultimate fishing resource.
There you go. Can't do this without Yak Angler and everyone there at the Yak Angler website. Mark and Adam do an excellent job, along with Chip and everyone else involved. This is awesome. So, before I keep running around in circles, I will say this. Everyone has a great time. Hang on. I hope everyone has a great time this weekend. I hope you can make it. It should be a ton of fun. So, if I see you this weekend, I will be there tomorrow through Tuesday. I hope I see everyone there. I just thank Jackson Kayak for everything that Jackson does, making with their boats and everyone involved. Thank you so much. Mustad, Unfair Lures, Slayer Inc., Orca Coolers, and to every donor for the dinner on Saturday night. We cannot thank you enough for your hospitality and generosity. With that, tune in tomorrow night for Tree Huggers Show.
So was it, bro?
Tune in to catch Tree Hugger Chip Gibson as broadcasting live from Boondoggle. Should be a great time. Hope everyone gets there. Hope to see everyone. Hope everyone catches fish. And with that,
Boondoggle, Boondoggle, Boondoggle? What the heck is a boondoggle? Come out President's Day weekend to Cars Park in Titusville, Florida for family fun, great fishing in the no motor zone, and hang out with a bunch of crazy kayakers.
We're going streaky!
Put your clothes back on, Chuck. For more information, please visit yakangler.com, your ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
Good night, everybody. See you at the boondoggle.